Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, July 19th. I'm Ray Graff. Talk about timing. The heat wave is here. Heat indexes projected to reach about 212 degrees tomorrow. And we have a show today on Food Friday about ice cream. And with us, we have folks from the SoCo Creamery in the Berkshires and Stewart Shops here to talk about whether it's your favorite chocolate flavor, vanilla, strawberry, one of many others. We have just the right folks to help you cool down today. If you are screaming for ice cream, this is your program. If you have a question about how to make it, what it is, how you can get some, 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Your ice cream call's coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. On this Food Friday, we open the lid on some ice cream with experts from the SoCo Creamery in Western Massachusetts and Stewart Shops with over 300 shops throughout New York and Vermont. We welcome today Steve Burrington, SoCo's Chief Operations Officer. He worked for Ben & Jerry's for nearly two decades, including as a manufacturing manager. Megan Allberg is here, plant manager at SoCo. And since its inception in 1989, SoCo Creamery has grown from a quaint scoop shop in Great Barrington to a regional company. It offers handcrafted ice creams made from scratch. SoCo partners with local farms and purveyors to ensure only all natural and organic ingredients in its products, such as house-made caramels, brownies, and fruit jams. And I'll tell you what can you say about Stewart's, except that my daughters and I keep them in business. They have a tremendous selection of ice cream all the time and shops every place. Always great to have a discussion about ice cream on this program. You made a lot of people in the room and in the building very, very happy. Steve, Megan, Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
If you have a question about ice cream, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. And before we meet our newcomer, let's talk to the folks who have been on this show before, the folks from SoCo. How are things going over there?
It's good. It's actually going really well this year. Things are picking up. We got a lot of new partnerships.
Yeah, like what?
In the area. So we're working with Tanglewood.
Yeah.
We're the ice cream at Tanglewood.
Right.
Make the official ice cream. We brought some for you to try.
Are you allowed to bring the ice cream actually into the shed? It would be a little messy,
no.
Right?
You can't bring anything inside the shed.
Okay, yeah,
no food, no beverages. No.
Although I may have
you have to sit outside. You have to sit outside on the table with your candelabra and eat it there.
All right, yeah, exactly. Fair enough. So that's great. So things are going pretty well for you guys. How many flavors are you running nowadays?
Megan?
62.
That's a lot of flavors.
Yeah.
What's the newest? I got to say, Megan, you seem even more enthusiastic than you did the first time you were on this program.
Yes, always.
We have about 48 minutes to go, so just hang in there with
us.
What's the newest flavor?
The Tanglewood flavor, lemon basil.
Tanglewood flavor, the taste of Tanglewood.
Yes.
And so why did you decide on lemon basil? Was it just throwing a dart at a board?
Well, we really like the flavor. We've done it in the past as like a tasting event flavor.
Yeah.
It kind of works with the Tanglewood colors because
it's the colors.
Yellow and green.
Gotcha. Okay. So it wasn't a subjective thing. Saying,
and it's delicious.
What does Tanglewood taste like?
Yeah,
but
no.
They actually had a choice. Megan made up about six or seven different flavors.
Yeah, and so this one.
Then we brought them over this winter went to Boston and met with them, and they tried them. And this is the one they selected.
They liked it. Okay, very mm-hmm. good. Well, Erica Kamarowski of Stewart's, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So great to have you here, even if you're not on the script. I love it. You know, our producer's out of town, and I think he made this negotiation with, we didn't know about it. Tell us about what you do. Tell us about Stewart's for those who don't know, those who are not in Vermont and New York.
Sure. Well, I work for Stewart's. I work in our marketing department. I do public relations and marketing for Stewart's. And Stewart's we've been around since 1945, and we've been making ice cream for nearly 100 years. We've actually been making ice cream since 1921.
So you've been around since 1945, but you've been making ice cream since How did that happen?
Yeah, well, Dake's Delicious Ice Cream, they originally purchased Dake's Delicious Ice Cream back in 1921. And then Stewart's Shops, we didn't actually inherit the name until 1945 when we bought the shop from Don Stewart.
One of the things I learned very recently, and as I was kidding before, but been there an awful lot, especially in summertime. We got to get ice cream. So that you make all this stuff. Stewart's actually does not outsource that.
We do. We make all of our own ice cream. We source raw milk from 25 local dairies in Saratoga County. And we pick up that milk daily, and we use that to make our ice cream and our dairy products.
Very good. I guess you're pretty excited now. Something very new is coming.
We are super excited. On Monday, we are launching vegan ice cream, and it will be available in all of our shops.
Huh. Well, tell us. What do you make it with? Vegans?
Well, it has a coconut oil base.
Okay.
Which you don't taste the coconut. The flavor is chocolate peanut butter cup.
Mmm. Oh, I saw that in the fridge.
It has a very smooth flavor.
Dina at the front desk is already hoarding it. She's our vegan at the front desk.
I love it.
She's grabbing it now.
That's awesome.
We'll have to get her opinion on it. So you use coconut oil.
Coconut oil, and then it's a chocolate base, and it's got peanut butter swirl.
And how long did it take to develop this to get the texture and everything else just right?
It took about a year. This was a real intensive labor of love, and we really wanted to perfect the flavor. We did a lot of taste testing. We tried a lot of different flavors, and this one, we had vegans in the room, and this one by far won.
Okay, very good. Well, let's take some calls here, and we'll taste some ice cream coming up. I see you both brought many things to try. Our number here is 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. Let's go to Richard in New Marlboro. Richard, you're on.
Thank you so much. Well, I love your ice cream, and I've been a customer for at least, I can't even remember how many years. I have one issue, though, I'd like to take up with you, and that is I go to the Great Barrington store, and in front of that store, there are trash cans, the city trash cans, and they are filled with the SoCo cups and also the plastic spoons. And I'm wondering if you folks might consider developing a more sustainable product that could go right into a recycling bin and maybe opt for wooden spoons, which, by the way, they do up in the Pittsfield Ben and Jerry. They have a very recyclable plate that they use, a little bowl. Doesn't have any of the glaze on it. It's just a plain kind of cardboard thing. And they use wooden spoons. And it really bothers me when I see those trash cans filled of stuff that's just going to go right into some kind of a dump or landfill or get burned or something. And especially the plastic spoons. I'm wondering if you could come up with an alternative to that.
Well, certainly we can. On our commercialized products that we sell, they come with a wooden spoon in the top. We have looked at some recyclable style spoons, but, you know, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. Topic is ice cream today. Steve Burrington and Megan Allberg are here from SoCo Creamery. And we also have Erica Kamarowski of Stewart Shops. And let's go to Chad in Malta. Chad, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, this is for Erica. I'm just wondering, Stewart's, I see, comes out with a vegan ice cream. Isn't vegan a lifestyle and vegetarian is, like, your choice in food? Would it be vegetarian ice cream? Or, so I thought vegan meant you don't use any animal products, like, for clothing and stuff like that.
Well, this
just
is
curious.
This is a non-dairy dessert. So it's not necessarily, it is vegan. Vegans will enjoy this ice cream.
Okay.
This is a non-dairy
vegan
dessert.
Friendly, you could say.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you make a very good distinction, and so far we've had two very interesting calls. Let's go to the email here. We go to this email from Steve. Please ask the representative from Stewart's when they are bringing back the Adirondack Bear Paw flavor. It is much missed.
We have the Adirondack Bear Paw in the half gallon. We did bring it back in February. So check the freezer.
Somebody else writes, another Stewart's call. Just got to say, Stewart's Moose Trail is the best ice cream ever. What's in that one?
It's delicious. It's light. It's fluffy. It's got a chocolate swirl in it. It's just a very light flavor that we offer in our pints.
You know, all this talk about ice cream, and I want to try some ice cream. So, Zach, Zach, our engineer, is eating ice cream. All right, well, you finish the spoonful. I'll give the phone number, and then I'll take a break, and then I'll have a spoonful, all right? Number here, ready, 800-348-2551 if you want to call in about ice cream. We have folks from SoCo and Stewart's here, and we'll be back. It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here. 800-348-2551 is the number. Erica Kamarowski is here from Stewart's, and Steve Burrington and Megan Allberg from SoCo Creamery. We talk ice cream on the program today, and there is a stage scooping going on right now because Lucas Willard is here to take a picture for our social media. Did you get a good shot?
Yes, I did.
All right. You know, hey, listen.
It's going to go up momentarily.
That's terrific. Do you want to taste a couple of things?
Absolutely.
Okay. If you could turn Lucas's microphone on. He's on five, Zach. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt his. Okay. You good? All right. Very good.
Okay. Yeah.
So why don't we taste a few things? And what? Don't tell him what you. Did you tell him what we have here?
No. There's two different flavors inside it.
Okay.
That
it's
one
two
cup.
Two different flavors inside this one cup.
Do you want a spoon or you just want to use your finger?
I'll use a spoon.
All right. Here you go.
There so these are these, is this both SoCo?
Those are both SoCo flavors.
Okay, there. We're going to do that first, and then we'll do a couple of Stewart's flavors, and you get to try the vegan-friendly ice cream as well.
So the first up is like a pinkish one.
Okay. So you got to assume there's some strawberry in this, right?
Yes. Very
okay.
Strawberry. It's very good.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
Strawberry.
Okay. What are you tasting? Can you give us a hint of the subtleties?
Strawberries?
No, you can't.
But that's the
just try the second
thing,
one.
Is that it tastes like it should, right? It tastes like a real strawberry. And then the next one.
Entirely not helpful.
Next one I thought was going to be a vanilla, but it's not. It's got some kind of lemon in there.
Okay. Oh, this one might be the secret Tanglewood surprise.
Okay.
Is
which
it?
Is not.
It is.
It is?
It is.
Ian had a joke about that, but I'll save that.
You know what? I don't think. Okay.
It's a lemon basil.
Lemon basil.
Wow.
You like?
Yeah, I'm getting the basil.
Okay.
Get the lemon at the top.
All right.
And then the basil comes through at the end.
Now, contractually, you're obligated. You've tasted the SoCo, so now we have to do the same thing with the Stewart's. We'll take a couple of calls here. Erica Kamarowski is going to put a couple of different Stewart's flavors in. Don't look, Lucas. We'll take a call here. And, you know, okay. Line three, all right, we're gonna get rid of a couple of these calls who are just nuts today. So line three goes away. Now we go over to Fran in Pittsfield. Fran, you're on.
Hi. I thought there were Stewart's in Massachusetts that are east of Pittsfield.
Is that true?
I used to go to the one in Nassau all the time. But I swore I saw one in Massachusetts, east of Pittsfield.
No, we are not in Massachusetts. We are right on the border, though. We are in New Lebanon, so we are very close to Massachusetts, but we are not in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
Fred.
You know, I'm sorry to be irritable, but I mean, if you're going to call and complain about the ticket prices at Tanglewood, there's nothing I can do about it. So, you know, this is a show about ice cream, and I apologize if, you know, if it irritates you, but that's the way it goes. I see. I got you. Let's go to George in Catskill. George, you're on.
Hi. How you doing today?
Oh, just great. And yourself?
I'm good. About Stewart's now with the strawberry vanilla ice cream. What's up with that? They don't have it anymore?
Strawberry vanilla.
We don't have strawberry vanilla.
Why?
No. We do have the Neapolitan, though, that has strawberry vanilla and chocolate.
No. I like strawberry vanilla.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely take that feedback back to our...
They had it last year, not this year. Why not?
Well, we have to discontinue flavors based on sales.
And how many flavors do you have?
Product feedback. Well, we have 28 flavors at our cone counter, 37 flavors in half gallons, and 27 flavors in our pints.
Aha. Well, George, thanks for that. Now, why don't you have the same number of flavors at the cone counter as you do in the pint, in the half gallons?
A lot of it has to do with room behind the counter.
Yeah.
We just don't have the space for it.
Could you make some more room?
Well, the shops aren't that big, so even
are,
when we
are you
are
regretting your
bigger.
Decision to be on the show yet?
No, I love it.
Erica Kamarowski from Stewart's here, also Steve Burrington and Megan Allberg from SoCo Creamery. All right, Lucas Willard, are you ready to try some of the Stewart's ice creams?
I think so.
All right.
I've had a lot of experience with Stewart's ice cream in my life.
Agreed.
So. There's no allergies, though, here, right?
No allergies, except for penicillin, so unless you have one of those.
Oh, did you have the penicillin swirl this year?
No, we took that one out.
Okay. All right, so what do you got?
So this was the one that's in front of me.
All right.
This is a chocolatey-looking one.
You're not supposed to look.
I'm not supposed to look?
All right, so I'm assuming this is chocolate.
Can I guess?
Please.
Can I guess if this is the new one, the non-dairy?
No, okay. What makes you guess that?
Well, I did see the package. that there was a chocolatey peanut butter one. But there's also a chocolatey peanut butter one here in front of me, too, the peanut butter pandemonium.
Right. But it's not the same color.
But this is, it's very good. It doesn't, if you just gave this to me and said, have some ice cream, I would not know that it wasn't actually ice cream in the real definition. It's great.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. All right. That's good. So that's the vegan friendly chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Non-dairy dessert.
Non-dairy dessert. Thank you, Erica. What do you got there, Lucas?
This is still the non.
All right. He's enjoying that. Let's take another call. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Let's go over to Sharon in Warwick, Massachusetts. Sharon.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys have ever made a garlic ice cream. Once a year, I can get it at the Garlic Festival, and I buy a couple of gallons, but that's the only time I can get it.
We have never done a
garlic ice cream.
No.
Have you had that?
I did do a curry once.
Curry ice cream?
Yes, which that ended up being very garlicky.
Really?
Yeah. So, I wasn't a fan. Some people enjoyed it.
Sharon, do you like the garlic ice cream?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Really?
I didn't even want to try it at first, and at the Garlic Festival, I tried it, and you would love it.
You're kidding me.
I would love it.
I mean, I could see garlic, maybe some bits of kielbasa or something in there, right? Delicious?
It is absolutely amazing. And just, I can only get it once a year, and then I want it all year long, and I can't get it.
Rats. Well, good luck. Go to the Garlic Fest. You find it. Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. Lucas, you happy?
Yeah.
What are you eating there?
I'm about to dip into this green one here.
Okay, I bet that's mint, right? Some kind of a mint?
No, that's pistachio.
Oh!
Pistachio is my, out of sort of the, if you were to say general flavor, besides like specific, very specific ice cream flavors, I think pistachio is my favorite across the board.
And how's it working out for you?
Oh, it's excellent. Okay. I didn't know that Stewart's had a pistachio.
Well, that's a pistachio gelato.
Oh. Okay, all right, well, you know what?
It's my favorite.
Hold that thought. We go to line 9, Steve in Boston Spa. Steve, you're on.
Hi, long-time Stewart's customer. I know you got the gelato question coming up. Before I ask what's the difference between gelato and regular ice cream, and by the way, I too love the pistachio gelato. It's incredible. I want to thank Stewart's for their corporate generosity. They've been just model corporate citizens giving back to our communities. My kids have been beneficiaries of their generosity. So thanks to Stewart's.
Well, thank you, Steve. And you were looking to see the difference between what our gelato and the ice cream.
Yes.
So your gelato is going to have less butterfat than your ice cream and more sugar.
Is that the only difference?
That's the biggest difference. It's going to have a smoother flavor, your gelato.
Interesting. I always thought that maybe I heard this once. I always had assumed that gelato had eggs in it or could have eggs in it. Or am I thinking of custard?
Custard does have eggs in it.
So custard have eggs, but gelato doesn't need to.
No.
Okay.
Doesn't need vermouth either.
Yeah,
but I'll
tell
it always helps.
That. We'll give
I'll put that in. All right, Steve, thank you very much for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551. We have Erica Kamarowski here from Stewart's. We have Steve Burrington and Megan Allberg here from SoCo Creamery. Any new flavors coming down out of the plant, Megan? There's the mic.
Our newest are the lemon basil, which is
the Tanglewood.
And then the Barrington Stage Company we did a special for.
Really?
That is... it's coffee. It's called Fall Springs Mudslide.
Yeah.
And it's a coffee base with a vegan and organic sandwich cookie. So like
cool. Like an Oreo.
An Oreo kind of deal. With a house-made fudge ripple.
Well, that sounds delicious. Now, you're in sort of research and development over there? Test out some of these?
We do all of it in one spot.
All right. Our number here is 800-348-2551. All right. Let's go to Gary in Lenox. Gary, you're on.
Hi. First of all, the Stewart's in Lebanon is fabulous. Thank you. And the SoCo Creamery is just phenomenal. We love the ginger vanilla. However, as much as we love your ice cream, when we go to Tanglewood, 2 years ago or last year, the cone was like $2 or $3 more. It was like $8 or $10. I don't know what. It was really incredible. And it left a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, literally, I don't buy. I stay away from the SoCo Creamery in Tanglewood and any place else. You can't keep me from it.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if the, and so it's kind of, it works in reverse. Instead of loving your ice cream, which we do,
okay,
it's like they're, ugh, you know,
right,
and I
yeah.
don't know whether, you know, can you check on that? Is there a, but it seems to me a big price differential
okay.
in that one spot.
A fair point. So let's let them respond to that, Gary. Thank you for the call.
Well, we don't personally sell the ice cream to Tanglewood. We sell it to it. They have a catering company that runs their food service.
Okay.
And they set their prices.
Okay, fair enough. Well, thank you for that one, and we appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's ice cream today. On a really hot day, this is a perfect day to have some gelato, to have some ice cream, to have some non-dairy. What do you call that thing? Non-dairy frozen
dessert.
Non-dairy frozen dessert. All right, Lucas, are you happy?
Yeah.
You want to stay? You want to go?
No, I'm okay. Unless I'm being handed more, which I am right now.
Okay. What are you going to try now?
This is the SoCo Raspberry Sorbet.
Yeah. And you're going to eat it right out of the cup, so none of us can have any.
Well, it was handed the whole cup.
That's fine. Yeah, you know.
That's how we go.
That's good. Yeah, we don't want any of that. That's fine.
I haven't put it in my mouth yet.
Let's go ahead.
Just don't double dip. Use a new spoon if you need it.
We're going to distribute this.
I'm only kidding you, Lucas. I just want to do a show.
Oh, speaking of spoons, just to jump back to a caller earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That our spoons at our scoop shop are recyclable.
They are. Mm-hmm. Most of them are,
they're biodegradable.
Yeah. Biodegradable.
Okay, fair enough. Well, thank you
but
for that.
But unfortunately, they end up in the garbage can out front sometimes.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
And so that's a philosophical and personal decision of your customers. And so, therefore, castigation should go properly to the customers and not the corporation. Let's go to Larry in Saugerties. Larry.
Hi there. Thanks for having this show. I'm a frequent customer of Stewart's, and I've noticed that in your milk product, which is half and half, you add some additives, and I wonder why that is. There are some sort of chemical additives like carrageenan or something like that. Some thickener, I don't know.
Okay.
And it's really objectionable.
Okay, do you have a question about ice cream, sir? Do you?
I do.
You do not. Okay, thank you very much. Tell me about the additives.
Wait, the additives are really, I mean, there are minimal additives. Really, we do, the main ingredient in our dairy products is milk. There are some additives to preserve the quality, and we are looking to minimize those additives.
Okay, well, very good, and thank you. It's an ice cream show, okay? We can't vent our spleens about everything. So just let's talk about ice cream.
Can I jump in and say that the raspberry is good too? As the taste tester, I'd like to say that I've also enjoyed all of these ice creams.
In the
or
past?
Or non-ice creams. The sorbet is not an ice cream.
That is a non-ice cream as well.
It's excellent. Tastes
right.
like a raspberry.
Let's go over to Tom and see who else is irritated. Tom, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. I was calling in about Stewart's.
Yeah.
My wife loves Death by Chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a pretty good one.
Okay.
And it's not my favorite, and I tried some of the other ones, and I love Crumbs Along the Mohawk and the Coney Waffle one with the caramel.
Oh.
But I was disappointed to find that those flavors have artificial flavors in them. And I always thought of Stewart's as wholesome with the, you know, the local milk, and they pride themselves on the milk and everything. So I'm hoping that Stewart's might get artificial stuff out of their ice creams.
Yeah, the main ingredients.
I would enjoy them more.
The base is its milk. Some of the variegates, the swirls that you see, may have some additional additives, but the main ingredient in our ice cream is the milk.
Okay, but there
So I don't have a problem with the carrageenan and all that stuff. I'm just not a fan of artificial stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom. We do appreciate that very much. 800-348-2551. It's ice cream today. You know, sometimes in the hot weather. You could see that on the avenue. Tensions can get a little high, and people get a little irritated. So we understand. But if you have a question about something, we would love to hear it on this program. Let's go to Linda in Hurley. Linda, you're on.
Hi, I missed the beginning of the show.
Ah.
So is this vegan ice cream available now in my local Stewart's?
It's coming. Or? It's coming.
It will be available on Monday. So go to your local
Stewart's. Okay,
shop.
I have to wait. I have to wait this whole hot weekend.
Well, you could drink some water.
There might be some tastings on Broadway this weekend.
Well, there you go.
If you're up in the Saratoga area.
Yeah, I don't feel like going that far, but I will certainly go to my local Stewart's on Monday.
Cool. We'll try to stay cool, Linda. Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's a fun show today with Steve Burrington, Megan Ahlberg, and Erica Kamarowski. We talk ice cream on the program today. Let's go over to Al in Middletown. Al, you're on.
How you doing? Yeah, it's just a question. Quite a couple of years ago, Stewart had an ice cream flavor called, it was Rice Krispie Treat. And I was just wondering if there was any plans to bring it back at all.
Rice Krispie Treat.
At this time, there's
not. Yeah, it was really good. Everybody liked it.
At this time, we don't have any plans to bring it back. But we do encourage you to write in because we do listen to customer feedback. We
okay.
get hundreds of inquiries and comments and suggestions, and we listen to those. So if that's a flavor that you want to see come back, please email us.
All right. And I assume Rice Krispies, that's a trademark, and so you have to do a little deal with whoever, Kellogg's, right?
You know, I'm not familiar with that flavor. I don't remember that flavor. But
okay.
I'm not sure if we use the Rice Krispie trademark or not.
Interesting. All right. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. And who's been waiting longest here on the program? Hard to say. Let's go over to TR in Cobleskill. TR.
Hey,
hello, you're on. Okay, I'm sorry.
When I go and get there?
Yeah, your signal's very bad. You're dropping in and out. If you could stand in another spot.
Okay.
There you go.
So when I... when I get Stewart's ice cream, we get half gallons all the time. We love it. But when I go in and get a cone, like if I get a chocolate cone, I can taste the mint from, like, it's like the mint varieties are contaminating the other flavors.
Interesting.
It's always bothered me. I mean, I just get half gallons and buy cones at Stewart's and go home and make my own ice cream cones, but...
Okay.
You know, the last few times it's been really pronounced, and I didn't know if there was something that could be done about that, or maybe they're not washing the scoop out properly.
Interesting.
I'm not sure what. Yeah.
That's you make a point here. Flavor contamination.
Well, the scoop should be thoroughly washed. We do have a washing station at behind the counter, so if you're tasting that mint flavor, that's a concern. So
yeah.
We thank you for that feedback.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
We'll look into our washing station.
Let's see. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's ice cream today on a beautiful, hot summer day. We have heat advisories coming. Eric Kamarowski of Stewart's, Megan Ahlberg, and Steve Burrington of SoCo. Lucas Willard's been eating all the ice cream. I got to try some. We'll do that coming up. Vox Pop Food Friday, 800-348-2551 is the number. And, the fun we have today on the program. We talk ice cream with Megan Ahlberg and Steve Burrington of SoCo Creamery and Erica Kamarowski of Stewart's. Well, I got to say, SoCo folks, the strawberry jam is a hit. That's good stuff. And you got real strawberry jam in here?
Oh, yeah. We make it ourselves.
How much strawberry jam in a pint? You really taste the strawberry. Not just, you know, you get strawberry ice cream, but you can taste the jam in this.
Yeah, we make the jam in 100-gallon batches.
Yeah.
And then we blend it with our mix. So it's...
So you make your own jam as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. Okay, that's great. All right, now I get to try the, what do you call it?
The non-dairy dessert.
All right, Erica from Stewart's. This is the non-dairy dessert. Can't tell the difference.
No?
Tastes like ice cream to me. Yeah. I mean, you got a little coconut in there. You can definitely taste it.
Oh, you can taste the coconut.
The consistency's great, though. It's really good.
Good. I'm glad you like it. Did you get some peanut butter in there?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, it's tough to talk and eat at the same time, but it's delicious. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Margaret in Leedsboro, Vermont. Margaret.
Yeah, hi. It's Reedsboro.
Oh, Reedsboro. Hi, it says Leedsboro.
Yeah, with an
here.
R.
We're making up new towns as we go along, so you're on
That's
the program.
Okay, great. Why not?
Yeah.
My favorite ice cream was an ice cream that was made by my aunt in the summertime, and it's pretty seasonal. I don't make ice cream, and I have no interest in doing so. I was wondering if either SoCo or Stewart's makes a peach ice cream.
You know, this has come up before. Is peach a rarity in the ice cream? I remember it from a kid seeing peach ice cream in the grocery stores.
Hard to find.
So what's up with that?
Peach is hard to make flavorful in ice cream because peaches don't have a lot of flavor on their own.
Huh?
You have to, like, cook them down, and it's tough to get peachy enough flavor in an ice cream without adding some sort of flavoring to it.
Yeah, I think one reason I liked it was because it wasn't overly sweet, but it had a very strong peach essence beautiful color.
But as I recall, the peach ice cream I remember having, and this is going back 30, 35 years, the peach chunks themselves were very hard. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. That I don't recall.
I mean, I remember it was not the usual consistency of ice cream. I mean, but...
Well, you didn't have my Aunt Doris's ice cream.
You know what? She's got to be on the show next time. Is she alive?
No, she died at 91 quite a few years ago.
Well, even better. Let's get her booked.
And that's why I no longer have peach ice cream in the summer.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Well, sorry for your loss, but I'm glad you're on the show.
Not at all.
Thanks a lot. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Stewart's have peach ice cream, Erica?
We don't. We have had peach flavors in the past.
Yeah.
We currently do not carry a peach flavor.
So I guess there's a movement out there. Margaret is leading the movement to get some peach
ice cream. We tried making a peach cobbler.
We've made peach flavors.
It's very dry.
The cobbler is really dry. It's not an easy flavor to make flavorful.
What's the toughest flavor that you make over in the plant? Toughest one. I imagine the ones with alcohol are tough. Because it doesn't freeze as well, right?
Alcohol.
Alcohol would depress the freezing point, but we don't make any with alcohol.
It would depress the customers as well. And now Ted in Latham. Ted.
Hey, guys. I just want to say thank you very much to Stewart's. My favorite ice cream comes along the Mohawk. Absolute best, hands down. So just quickly, I know that you guys have an ice cream eating contest up at Saratoga Racetrack. So interestingly enough, my brother is an avid ice cream eater. We actually looked up the record last year. We had him... trained for it. He actually beat the record. We went up there to do it, and it was a raffle to get in, and he was so disappointed that we couldn't get in. So my question to you would be, is there any way that we can do an actual competition with entries and stuff like that so you have an actual top pint eater in the capital region or something of that nature?
That's a great suggestion. I hope your brother comes on August 21st to our Stewart's Day at the Races again. To be in our contest.
Shattered.
I'm sorry, shattered. Ted. How can this be a good idea to have an ice cream eating? Is it the amount you eat in certain amount of time?
It's one pint that you eat as quick as you can. And the record, I think, was 45. He got 30 seconds, which, my brother doesn't have a lot to his name, but that's an unbelievable.
That's a record. Yeah, that would beat the record.
That's a recipe for a coma.
It's over a minute. We do have an ice cream eating contest this coming Friday at the fair, Saratoga County Fair. The 26th.
Okay.
I mean, don't you get a colossal headache from doing that?
Well, there's maybe
some
brain
freeze.
For some
reason, he has a skill where he doesn't get a headache. That's what I mean. It's one of his undying talents that's unmatched.
What you're saying, Ted, is your brother's a freak. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that he's unique in certain aspects.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Let's leave it at that. Thank you for the call. The number is 800-348-2551. Whew, it's an interesting program. Let's go to Kerry in Plainfield. Kerry, can you bring some sanity to this program?
Well, I'm going to try it, all right. A few minutes ago, you were talking with your guest about strawberry jam ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, my mom, I bring her rhubarb when it's in the season, and she makes a great... Oh, there goes my dog. She makes a great strawberry rhubarb sauce.
Yeah.
And I used to always, I still do it, put on vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That tastes real good. So I was wondering if they ever considered strawberry rhubarb ice cream.
Strawberry rhubarb. Anybody? Megan.
We've talked about it.
You've talked about it, but have you tried
it? We've never actually made it.
Okay. Now, when you guys talk about it, you sit in the back room and you talk about ideas, and then do you have a little test kitchen where you make a batch and try it, or how do you?
Yeah, we can make 2 quarts at a time.
Yeah.
It's the smallest batch that we can make. And if we get a lot of inspiration from customers and stuff.
So
and
if you come up with a strawberry rhubarb, then that would be Carrie and Plainfield's idea.
Right.
Got Ray?
Okay, yeah. Man.
Ray, I got one more thing I'd like to bring up if I could.
All right, buddy.
When I was a kid in the mid-50s, they did have a Stewart ice cream shop in downtown Adams, Massachusetts.
Huh. There you go.
But that was, like I said, almost 70 years ago.
Well, I'll be darned. Maybe it was a different company? Possibly, or
there's other Stewarts as well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carrie, thanks a lot for the call, man. We appreciate it. What's the worst flavor you ever came up with in the testing room?
Personal opinion.
Yeah.
The curry was pretty gross.
What possessed you to say, you know what? Let's put some curry in this.
People were requesting it. It was
who?
I don't know. Customers.
Have you ever tried the curry ice cream over at the Stewarts?
No. Negative.
No. I want to see that over there when I take my daughters over. Let's go over to Susan in Wurtsboro. Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say I think your Philly Vanilla, has won awards for the best vanilla ice cream in the Northeast. Is that right?
Right. That's correct. At the Dairy Expo.
Yeah, that was great. And I want to specifically thank Stewarts for their contributions to kids in the community and to the food pantries. You guys are great neighbors.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Very kind indeed. Thank you. What's the difference between regular vanilla and Philly vanilla?
Philly's going to have your little specks, your little Philly bean specks in it.
They're beans.
Yeah, and I actually brought some for you today.
I've seen the specks before, but I thought I had a tainted batch. So that's actually supposed to be in there.
Yeah, that is.
I'll be darned. All right. So you brought some?
I did. Would you like to try some?
Sure. Can you know what? Can we get caffeine in these? You ever have caffeine in the ice cream? they're the little specks.
We got some.
You have caffeine?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got? Is that actual coffee?
Yeah. You tell them about it, Megan.
This is our Sumatra coffee. It's a blend that we make from Number 6 Depot, which is a local collaboration that we do.
I love the Sumatra from Number 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can taste it.
It's delicious, and it's a very strong coffee flavor. If you're a coffee person, you can totally tell the difference.
So you brew a pot of coffee, or do
so
you...
we steep the ground coffee beans in our dairy mix.
Yeah,
And then we strain out the coffee grounds.
Interesting.
Makes it a very powerful coffee flavor,
but not overpowering. Powerful, no. But nicely balanced. And this Philly vanilla is really, it's got some strength to it. You really get a lot of vanilla out of that.
Yeah,
but that's the little flex of the beans in there.
One of our best sellers.
Who knew? Now we go to Susan in Pittsfield. Susan, you're on.
Hi. I'm just going to start by saying you're absolutely right. This has been quite an interesting program, and I have no complaints or anything like that. I actually have an ice cream making question.
Okay.
And one other comment, too, for anybody that makes ice cream at home. Yeah. A couple years ago, strictly by fluke, I wanted to make peach ice cream for an elderly woman that Ed really wanted it.
Yeah.
If you steep the peach pits in your dairy, but it's really for small batch, for like overnight, heat your dairy, throw the pits in, it actually gives a really much stronger peach flavor, and then you put your peach in as well. But steep those pits, you'd be surprised.
Hang on, Susan, before you go with your question, isn't there arsenic in the pits?
Oh, you have to heat those in the oven for a really long time. Well, actually, you heat them anyway. There's not enough to make a difference. There's a whole story about that I researched before I did it.
Okay, fair enough.
In fact, they take those pits out in France and use them a lot to flavor, because it's very similar to almond, like marzipan and stuff like that.
Oh, there you go.
There's a pit inside a pit.
Terrific.
And my question is, I've been trying to make a decent pistachio ice cream. I tried the gelato. I'm back to the ice cream with the custard base. And I don't know any other way to flavor the dairy other than steeping, so I'll steep the pistachios in there. But what I can't seem to do is find a way to add the pistachios in at the end, so you actually have nuts in the ice cream that aren't totally rubbery and gross by the time the ice cream then freezes and you eat it. So I'm just wondering, from the folks that make the ice cream, if there's something you'd prep the nuts with before you actually freeze them in ice cream to keep them from getting kind of rubbery?
I would toast them. If you toast them in the oven or on the stove, that'll give them a drier, crispier texture. And you can also use a paste instead of steeping whole nuts in the base, and that'll give you more of that pistachio flavor.
And when you use the paste, I mean, I always read things, and it always gets so complicated. Do I have to reduce other ingredients, or can I just add a certain amount of paste in, or is that going to add too much liquid or some weird thing that'll throw the balance off? Or
no, the paste itself won't add anything that'll make it freeze weird. You can look up recipes on proportions probably, but the paste itself isn't gonna make it not freeze right.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Susan. We appreciate the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Amy in Red Hook. Amy, you're on.
Hi. I wanted to share that I had some really delicious ice cream at the Culinary Institute, and it was sage flavored.
Sage.
So that was something different.
Interesting.
And then I also wanted to say at Soho, I forget what they called it. I think it was called Mexican mocha ice cream. It had coffee and chocolate, but it also had a hint of cinnamon and mint and some other spices. It was really unique. And the other thing I wanted to say is thank you to Stewart Shops. I teach down here in Red Hook, and I've worked at a lot of camps. And every time we ask for them to help us out, if we're doing a fundraiser or the kids are doing an activity, they're always willing to donate those party packs that they have.
So
thank you so much to Stuart.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. We go to John in Statsburg. John.
Hey, yeah, this is for Stuart. First of all, thank you for having all these shops in the area. Whenever I take a trip up north, I know I can always get a sandwich, ice cream, and whatever I need. So, Stuart's make frozen yogurt, right?
We don't make frozen yogurt. Well, we have one flavor of frozen yogurt, the raspberry fudge tort.
Yeah, then you do.
Right.
We do.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, one of my favorites. Now, my question is related to that. Why doesn't Stewart carry yogurt among their dairy products?
Huh. Well, that's, of course, a different program, but go ahead, Erica.
That's a great question. You know, we used to carry yogurt. I don't know if you remember that or not. It wasn't a great mover for us.
Okay.
But we are looking to get back in, possibly get back into yogurt, maybe some drinkable yogurts.
Yogurt it's very hot nowadays. Very huge. Thank you for the call. John in Saratoga. John, you're on.
Yes, good afternoon. I was curious, as of recently, holiday season, I was introduced to a spicy holiday cookie. I believe it might have had cayenne pepper in it. And I was curious if you guys have tried anything with like a spice to it, ice cream-wise, and if so, what is it?
Spicy ice cream.
At SoCo, we have the Mexicali chocolate.
Okay, what's that?
It's a chocolate-based ice cream with cayenne, cinnamon, mint, and coffee.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's very good.
Did you bring that?
We didn't bring that.
We did not.
Why didn't you bring that?
We don't actually sell it in a pint anymore.
Ah, okay. What do you sell it?
We scoop it in
our scoop. Oh, I see what you mean.
It's a 2.5-gallon tub.
If you really like it, you could get 2.5 gallons.
You have a follow-up, John?
Well, and that was at local Stewart Shops?
No, that's
this is
at SoCo
Creamery.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's it.
Thank
you very much.
Stewart's, no spicy stuff?
No cayenne pepper or any inclusions like that I know of.
You could just take some Cholula sauce and put it on your ice cream, right?
That works.
Yeah.
Good plan.
All right. And let's go to Kara in Chatham. Kara, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been searching for green tea ice cream. I had some years and years ago at a Thai restaurant. It had some Thai flavors incorporated into it. I wondered if either Stewart's or SoCo has dabbled in green tea ice cream.
We've made a matcha green tea ice cream. We did one last year for a local foundation called Charlie's Fund. And it was Charlie's Cha-Cha Matcha. And it was just a really flavorful green tea ice cream.
Do you still carry that?
No, it's not something that we regularly stock.
That would be an acquired taste, I think, right?
It is. It is.
Yeah. Kara, thanks for the call. Over to Arnie in Glenville. Arnie, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I want to say the SoCo Creamery Ginger Ice Cream is excellent on its own, but with a slice of really good apple pie. Oh,
that sounds great. Did you bring that?
And I am enjoying some brouhaha as we speak.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. So you didn't bring the ginger. You didn't bring the Mexicali Rose.
You didn't.
That's all right.
You have to have us back, Ray.
Fair enough. All right, next call. Yes. We go to Jerry in Wendell, Massachusetts. Jerry, you're on.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You guys are super fun to listen to. I just wanted to say that I had a peach ice cream. I'm in Western Massachusetts, so I don't get to try the Stewart's or the SoCo, so I'm looking forward to being able to try that. But there's a company called Bart's that makes a peach ice cream, and I think it is like a peach cobbler type ice cream because I think it has cinnamon in it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. So anyway, if you ever get a hold of that, you might want to try some, but it's really, really good. And I was listening to the other caller talking about that peach ice cream, and to me, it just tastes like summer. It's amazing.
That's great. Well, thank you for the call. You know, it occurs to me that Stewart's making ice cream for almost 100 years, right?
Yeah.
SoCo, how long have you guys been in business?
30 years.
In that 30 years, how many small sort of boutique ice cream places have popped up? It seems like there's more and more if you travel around, at least the Northeast.
The Northeast is full of them.
It's amazing.
And it's almost like the beer industry, you know?
Well, my father-in-law, he supplied the equipment to most of the ice cream makers, the small places throughout the East Coast. So he was the guy who brought them the parts and the mm-hmm. equipment. And there were a lot of independent places that made their own ice cream. It's nice to see that again, don't you think?
I do. The reason that I like SoCo so much is we pretty much make everything that goes into our ice cream. All our inclusions, our variegates are all made in-house.
How many people work there now?
In our plant, we have 6 employees.
So you're in charge?
Yeah.
And are you well-liked?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah? What do you think?
Depends on the day.
Depends on who I talk to.
Well, how do we find
SoCo? We love her.
How do we find SoCo on the web?
What? Sorry.
How do we find SoCo on the web? The internet, if you will.
SoCoCreamery.com.
All right, Erica, how do we find Stewart's?
StewartsShops.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Well, thank you all for being here, and I hope you make it home. It's so hot out there right now. Support comes from Pioneer Valley Food Tours, Northampton, Massachusetts, offering walking tours, visiting local food producers, and tasting a selection of seasonal specialties. PioneerValleyFoodTours.com. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends. Specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends. RollingRockSalt.com for upcoming events. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. And Delmar Farmers Market, featuring local and organic farm products, baked goods, and fair trade crafts every Saturday from 9 to 1 at 332 Kenwood Avenue, delmarmarket.org. Thanks again to Erica, Steve, and Megan for being here today. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for the calls, most of them. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks for joining us on Vox Pop. Have a lovely weekend. Try to stay cool. We'll be back at 2 on Monday for a Medical Monday. Stand by now for the best of our knowledge.